This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is Vikings beat writer from The Athletic, Alec Lewis. Follow him on X at Alec_Lewis. Alec, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Going to be in Appleton in a couple days' time. Looking forward to it. Need a restaurant recommendation for anybody listening. That'd be great.
Ooh, very good. I like it. Charlie was just in Appleton doing his thing as well.
I was trying to think of, I think it's Honey Maple Cafe. It's got pancakes that were delicious. So great breakfast place. Okay. If you like breakfast. That was a pretty good one.
Okay.
Very good. I'm a big Victoria's Italian restaurant guy myself. Okay, Alec, let's get to it from the Viking standpoint. Last night, knowing you were coming on, I started reading up a bunch of Viking stuff. Man, I mean, to say people are mad at J.J. McCarthy, I think that's an understatement. I read one hit piece after another hit piece. And people going after J.J. McCarthy. This dude hasn't even completed a full season as a starting quarterback in Minnesota yet. What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I would say hopefully my stories didn't read like hit pieces.
No.
J.J. McCarthy, look, J.J. McCarthy's five starts into his NFL career, and it's been rocky. His first season obviously was ended because he tore his meniscus last year in the preseason game. And then this year, two games in, he suffered a high ankle sprain that forced him to miss five games. So that, you know, all of that, the inexperience, the injuries, has played a role in the performance. And the performance has earned the ire of fans because you're coming off a team that won 14 games, that is paying $344 million in cash on its roster, which is the most in the NFL. And this is a franchise that in 15 years has only made the playoffs twice, or one playoff, excuse me, not made the playoffs twice, has won playoff games twice in 15 years. And so, like, I just think there's a major desperation vibe within the fan base to first find its quarterback that it's long wanted for, you know, to be the guy for the future. And then second, to see a team win in the playoffs. And those two things mixed with the world and the environment that we live in, where everybody wants everything right now and expects it to happen right now, all of that is in many ways a perfect storm for the negativity and the lose your minds type of reactions that I think you've seen through 10 games here.
A lot of people mad and saying the only reason Justin Jefferson's numbers are down is because of J.J. McCarthy. It's all his fault. Now, we know A.J. Brown, when he's mad, he just talks in Philadelphia. He don't care whose feelings he hurt. He just talks. Justin Jefferson doesn't appear to be that guy at this point, but I would have to imagine there's some frustration.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, Justin Jefferson's averages are essentially half, from a yardage perspective especially, half of what they've been for pretty much his whole career. And though the Vikings have done a lot of quarterback shuffling during his time here, from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold to Kirk Cousins, there was Josh Dobbs, even Nick Mullins. I mean, the production, and Carson Wentz earlier this year when Carson was in, the production looked like it's been since he's been a Minnesota Vikings receiver. So the fact that it is such a stark difference from what it has been throughout his career is definitely frustrating. But he is a guy who, I mean, he deserves a lot of credit for the way he's managed this whole situation. He's a captain for this team. He takes that seriously. He's very aware and understanding of, you know, team building, of circumstances, of what the Vikings have wanted to do. He likes J.J. McCarthy in terms of J.J.'s work ethic and how much J.J. wants it and the energy that J.J. brings. So, yeah, I mean, you give him credit for the way he's handled it. But I also, I'd say, like, it is his ethos to kind of give everything he's got to be the leader, and he hasn't drifted from that. And the Vikings are really lucky and fortunate that that's the case, because it could be a whole lot more messy or mayhem or just hectic if he were to go the route that a lot of these superstar receivers can go.
Alec Lewis, Vikings beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on X at Alec_Lewis, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What about Kevin O'Connell as far as what he was calling for Sam Darnold versus what they're doing with J.J. McCarthy? Has the offense changed much, and if so, in what direction?
Yeah, I mean, I would say in a lot of ways, it's just more watered down. There's, you know, they're not targeting the middle of the field as frequently as they were last year, and then they're not launching it deep. I mean, last year's Sam Darnold offense was, I'd equate it to, like, it was a home run strikeout offense. It was Sam Darnold airing it out. And then, you know, there were interceptions to be had, but you live with the turnover-worthy plays when you had the amount of big-time throws that Sam Darnold was making. I mean, this offense is much more, you know, quick outs to the sideline, wide-open runaways down the field when they can create them, and then screens in the run game. And I'd say the run game has been a point of conversation here locally, where a lot of people, I think fans specifically, have wanted them to run the football more for reasons that make sense. It takes the load off the quarterback, and they run the football fairly effectively when they have. So I expect this weekend in this game, specifically with how the Packers defend the run, like I would be pretty surprised if they don't do everything they can to try to get that going to alleviate J.J. McCarthy from being in third and long situations against a defense that can make those very uncomfortable and unfriendly.
You know, the other part about this is when we talk about, and we were talking about this earlier, about the Packers offensive line, reading and looking at some of these numbers from Pro Football Focus, Sports Info Solutions, ESPN, and you start putting it all together, and the Packers have like the seventh best offensive line in football. And Charlie, my producer, and I are like, based on what? Like, using the eye test, we're like, there's no chance. Like, how bad are offensive lines in football? But this Vikings offensive line, they graded out pretty good, too. How good have they been protecting McCarthy?
Yeah, I'm not going to go on a crazy tangent here with this, but I'm a big analytics guy. I'm a big numbers guy. But the more I cover this league and look at a lot of these numbers, the more I just think so often they require such context. Context of the opposition, context of downs and distances. And so we get caught up with these win rate metrics.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And pressure rate metrics and all this stuff, but those do not account for a lot of the factors that really bring you to the truth. And so that's why the film is of the utmost importance. Anyway, as far as the offensive line, I'd say it's been wild to see the Vikings manage the amount of injuries and machinations that they've had on that front. Like, there was a stretch when the Vikings had the two-game stint in Europe where, I mean, there were like three of the five offensive linemen were third-string players. So they've had to navigate a lot. But this weekend could be the first time this season, like the first game of the entire season, that the Vikings have the five guys that they originally planned to have prior to the season. That is Christian Darrisaw, left tackle, Donovan Jackson, the rookie, left guard.
Darrisaw didn't practice today either.
He didn't, but he's been taking Thursdays this entire season, coming back from the knee. Ryan Kelly is expected to be back from what was, I believe, his fourth or fifth documented concussion at center. Then you got Will Fries at right guard and Brian O'Neill at right tackle. And that group is pretty dang formidable. But they had, I mean, you guys know this, specifically in passing downs, when they're going to have their work cut out for them. So that challenge and that test is going to be a huge aspect of this game, no doubt.
The other part of this from a Packers standpoint is trying to get this run established and be more like it was last year. And they really have struggled getting the running game going, in large part not because Josh Jacobs isn't as good, but because they just aren't opening the holes like they've had in years past with this Packers offensive line. What about Minnesota? How has that looked with Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the Vikings have run the ball. When they run it, they've been pretty efficient. Like, it's not the most explosive. They've actually been fairly explosive on the ground. But it's been a good run game. Aaron Jones, he had a hamstring injury, was on IR,
right,
and then came back in Detroit a few weeks ago and looked like the Aaron Jones that everybody listening to this in Wisconsin knows very well. I mean, the juice has been there. He's been great out of the passing game. His energy is as great as it always is. And then they've paired him with Jordan Mason, who is this bigger-bodied back who thrives with his vision and decision-making. And so, like, the run game has been good. And the Packers are going to have, like, whether it's Colby Wooden or Devontae Wyatt or Isaiah McDuffie and Edgerrin Cooper coming downhill, like, those guys are going to have to prove it, stopping the ground game, or else the Vikings will be in this fight, no question.
What about on the defensive side of the ball, Alec Lewis? What does that defense provide as a challenge for this Packers offense where you're like, okay, this is where the Vikings defense is going to have an upper hand coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the front, you really start with the front. If Jonathan Greenard plays, he's been by far, without question, the Vikings' best pass rusher, and he is a problem. I mean, he's applied quick pressures, as I'm talking about pressure rate, after just ripping on it. He is ranked very highly in that regard, as a great pass rusher. And then the rest of the front can cause problems. Jalen Redmond is this unknown-ish defensive tackle who wears the jersey number 61, who can really cause problems. And then Andrew Van Ginkel on the front, he can wreck the game if you don't, you know, pay attention to him with how much he anticipates things on the field. You know, I was looking earlier today, like, Jordan Love has not had a ton of success against Brian Flores the past couple seasons. So for me, I'll be very curious if Brian Flores is letting it rip with the blitz, if he's playing, if he's, you know, hanging back and trying to rush with four. And if the Packers are in long downs and distances on third down, it probably is going to be a struggle for them too. So I mean, this feels to me like a run game, penalties, turnover margin. Like, you show me those stats after the game, I probably would have a good feel.
I would, if I was Brian Flores, based on what we've seen out of the Packers this year, I'd rush four, drop everybody back, and see if Jordan Love has the patience to dink and dunk it down the field. That would be my advice. And then on third down and long, then obviously, you know, blitz and make a quick throw. I think that's how I would attack it, because that's the one area where I think Jordan Love's aggressive nature, he wants to take those chunk shots. He wants to take those big plays. And if you take those big plays away from him and he's got to dink and dunk the whole way down the field for four quarters, like that I think is a big challenge at this point for Jordan Love.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels like that's kind of part of the quarterback progression for a lot of these guys. I mean, I remember that being the conversation for Patrick Mahomes after they lost Tyreek Hill, and then you know, he thrives in finding the dink and dunk. Same with Josh Allen. Like, it's like, oh, he's forcing turnovers all the time. I will say this, and I haven't watched Jordan Love's every snap on film this year, but when I have watched him, like, I think this guy is unbelievably impressive. Like, I really do. His subtle pocket movements, his accuracy, his arm talent, I really think, like, a lot is there for it to be extremely successful, like, into the future. So that's just my opinion, and maybe I look like an idiot on Sunday, and I know, like, a lot of people have their opinions with Jordan Love, but I think a lot of the bones of what the best need to do and can do, like, I feel like he has it. So I enjoy watching him. I'm looking forward to it on Sunday.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on Sunday as well. And as always, when we eye up the enemy with a opposing person that covers the opposing team, we need a prediction.
Yeah, I think we do a preview at The Athletic. I think I had 27-17 Packers. Until J.J. McCarthy proves and provides evidence that the inconsistencies that have been there, like, he weeds those out, it's just, you know, quarterback is too predictive of performance in this league for me to pick the Vikings. And I think the Packers secondary is disruptive and flies around. If Josh Jacobs doesn't play, like, I think Emmanuel Wilson's a pretty good back. So that's where I am. 10-point victory.
Did you randomly pick 27, or did you do your homework and see all the times they've won scoring 27 this year?
I did not. It was random, but I did rewatch the Giants game, and it was 27-20. So it was funny rewatching that game. It's like, you know, there were some third down conversions from the Giants that really kept drives along. There were some dropped interceptions. There were dropped passes. Like, if you look at that score, you're like, man, that was, you know, Packers shouldn't be that close to the Giants. It could have been much worse.
Here, week one, they beat the Lions 27-13. Week two, they won 27-18 against the Commanders. Their next win was against the Bengals in week six, 27-18. Their next win in Arizona, 27-23. Their next win in Pittsburgh, they really overshot, 35-25. And then this last week, 27-20.
Yeah, I'll take it.
27, man.
I promise. I promise that wasn't planned.
You're gonna look like a swami.
Yeah. I'm that'll do me a lot. And the amount of cookies I'll get for that will be great.
Alec Lewis, Vikings beat writer at The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Alec_Lewis. Ask him what kind of cookies he wants. In case he hits it, we can send him some cookies. Alex, thank you so much.
Appleton Restaurant reservation at Alec_Lewis. I'm looking forward to him. Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Take care. There he is, Alec_Lewis on X. I like Victoria's. It's been a minute since I've been there, but that was a good Italian restaurant back in the day when I used to go up in those neck of the woods. He joined us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.